This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, June 30th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns that his country would respond in kind if NATO expands to include Sweden and Finland. Enlarging the alliance would give NATO a valuable edge against Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, heavy fighting continued in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. The Kremlin has set its sights on seizing all of that area, which once was the country's economic engine. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is visiting Hong Kong to commemorate the 25th anniversary of its handover from Britain, as well as bolster his bid for a third term in power. The event comes 2 years after Beijing imposed a national security law that has crushed dissent in the city. Tomorrow, Xi is expected to preside over the inauguration of Hong Kong's new leader, former police officer John Lee. Consumer groups from several European countries today plan to file formal complaints to regulators alleging Google violates privacy rules. The complaints also claim the search engine giant doesn't inform users of how their data from across the company's services is used to target advertisements. A Google spokesman says the company is committed to ensuring that choices for its users are clear and simple. Markets in Asia ended mostly lower and European shares fell in early trading. Ahead of the U.S. market open, investors will be watching the Commerce Department's consumer spending report, which includes the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. Weekly jobless numbers are also due out this morning. And on the earnings front, Walgreens Boots Alliance and Micron Technology are set to report results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.